This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And I hope you'll stick around. We've got another hour of modern mainstream jazz for you. We've got some swinging little things. We're going to continue with our salute to Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Of course, Art Blakey on drums. In the first hour, all the tracks were by Art Blakey with Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jamie Merritt on bass. Around that same era, 1960 to 64, he had a second edition of the Jazz Messengers, and he expanded it to a sextet from a quintet. It included Freddie Hubbard on trumpet out of Indianapolis, great Curtis Fuller on trombone. Wayne Shorter was back on tenor sax. He was in the original group with Lee Morgan in the front line, and we played in the first hour. Now we have Cedar Walton in on piano for Bobby Timmons, and Jamie Merritt is back on bass, and he was in the original group. And this is a Art Blakey and Jazz Messengers album called Mosaic, and this is a little composition written by Indianapolis's finest. You'll hear on trumpet on this track Freddie Hubbard, called Down Under.
Thank you.
That was Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers. Of course, Art Blakey back there pushing real hard on the drums. A little backbeat shuffle there by Art. This is a Blue Note album he cut on Mosaic circa 1962-63. And that composition was written by the trumpet man on that track, Freddie Hubbard out of Indianapolis, called Down Under. And that was a fine ensemble. That's when he expanded his group from a quintet to a sextet, adding Curtis Fuller on trombone and keeping Wayne Shorter there back on tenor sax from the previous group, Cedar Walton on piano, Jamie Merritt on bass. All right, we've been doing a lot of hard East Coast bop. So let's traverse across the country and do a little West Coast jazz. And that's exactly what the title of this album is, called West Coast Jazz by tenor sax man Stan Getz, ably supported by Connie Condoli on trumpet, Mishawaka's Finest, Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass. My goodness, this is Hoosierdom tonight. Leroy Vinegar's from Indianapolis. Shelly Mann on drums. This is that old standard, East of the Sun. Thank you. East of the Sun, a great old standard done by the whispering tenor man Stan Getz. With Connie Condoli there on trumpet, Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar doing fine bass work, Shelly Mann on drums, West Coast Jazz. All right, back to our highlight artist of the week, Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers. Of course, Art Blakey on drums. This is the second edition around this 60 to 64 era, where again we have Freddie Hubbard on trumpet out of Indianapolis, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Wayne Shorter's back. He was in a previous group with Lee Morgan. And then we have Cedar Walton on piano, Jamie Merritt on bass. And this is a great old standard written by Sammy Fain from Art's album Three Blind Mice called That Old Feeling.
Thank you.
All right, that was obviously in a club. I think it was a club in L.A., and that was Art Blakey's group doing a track from their album on Blue Note label, Three Blind Mice, and really had an introduction there by the ensemble with Hubbard on trumpet and Fuller on trombone and Shorter on tenor sax. And then we had the main theme played by the trio of Cedar Walton on drums and Cedar Walton on piano, Jimmy Merritt on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. And then the ending was back with the group. So that was that old feeling. Now we're going to do something by one of my favorite piano players. I hope you like him too. He's one out of Evanston, Illinois. That's Junior Mance, and this is from his album Live at the Village Vanguard in New York City, originally released on the Jazzland label, called Junior Mance Trio at the Village Vanguard, which was certainly an appropriate title for that particular album. And this is a little thing called A Letter from Home, written by Junior, backed up by Larry Gales on bass and Ben Riley on drums. was Junior Mance, Evanston's finest, on piano live at the Village Vanguard in New York City, February 1961. That was Junior on piano there with Larry Gales on bass, Ben Riley on drums. A little thing called A Letter from Home. All right, we're going to go back now to our spotlight artist of the week. That's Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers, the great Bart Blakey on drums on all tracks. And this is from the early Blue Note album that he cut around 1960 called The Big Beat. And this is the group we play the most of in the first hour. Really fine organization. Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jamie Merritt on bass. This is a little thing called Politely.
Thank you.
Nice Easy Swinger by Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers from Art's Blue Note album, The Big Note, Big Beat, cut back circa 1960s, 1961. It was a little thing called Politely, and that was a classic group at that time with Lee Morgan there on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jamie Merritt on bass, of course, Art Blakey himself, the percussionist. Okay, we're going to slow things down, and we're going to do a moody thing. This is a great ballad written by Billy Strayhorn called Daydream, and this is a beautiful rendition by tenor sax man Houston Person. And along with Houston is Cedar Walton on piano, Buster Williams on bass, Bernardo Fournier on drums, and Curtis Fuller on trombone, who you heard on a couple tracks with the Art Blakey group in the last hour. So let's listen to Daydream. That was Billy Strayhorn's great composition, Daydream. And the soloists on that track included Houston Person on tenor sax, Cedar Walton on piano, and Curtis Fuller on trombone. Back now to our Spotlight Artist of the Week. That's Art Blakey, the great percussionist, and his various editions of his Jazz Messengers. This is from his Blue Note album, Lost and Found. And the title of the album is called Witch Doctor. And we're going to play something that the group was comprised of, the classic group that we play most of the evening. Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Merritt on bass. This is a little thing called Lost and Found. Thank you. Blakey and his Jazz Messengers. Art's pushing them through there on drums from a Blue Note album called The Witch Doctor. It was a composition called Lost and Found. It had some fine solo work there by Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Lee Morgan on trumpet. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here for the better part of the last 2 hours, and we hope you enjoyed the modern mainstream jazz sounds. And we're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10. We hope you make a habit of joining us for another session next weekend and the weekends after that. And we're going to close the thing out with our highlight artist of the week, Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers. And this is from Art's album, Three Blind Mice, cut on the Blue Note label. And this is a second edition of the Jazz Messengers around this time, with Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Cedar Walton on piano, Jimmy Merritt on bass. This is a Freddie Hubbard composition, Up Jump Spring.
Thank you.